President, the Cluster Munition Coalition thanks you for this opportunity to deliver a statement on clearance and risk education. 2021 saw some positive progress on Article 4 of the Convention. The final adoption of the Lucerne Action Plan last year has provided clear and concrete goals for survey and clearance and for risk education, with the aim to achieve significant and sustained progress in the period through 2026. Progress and clearance of cluster munition remnants remained steady during the first year of the new action plan, as states began to emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic and its restrictions. Mine action operations have been able to return to near normal in many areas. The Cluster Munition Monitor reported that states parties cleared over 60 square kilometres of cluster munition contaminated land and cleared and destroyed more than 81,000 submunitions during the past year. At the end of 2021, five states parties, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Chile, Germany, Iraq and Lebanon, had a clear understanding of their contamination through evidence-based surveys in line with the Lucerne Action Plan's Action 18. Risk education was conducted in most states parties to the convention in 2021. The Cluster Munition Monitor found increasing evidence of risk education being tailored to high-risk behaviours and activities, and there was also progress in the development of approaches and messaging in sensitive contexts and areas of gender, age, disability, diversity, and this was based on data and reporting in line with the Lucerne Action Plan's Action 29. In 2021, risk education was also delivered in many non-signatories, including Libya, Syria, and Yemen, often in the context of ongoing conflict and insecurity. Innovations in digital risk education, which accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic, continued to be developed and to be refined. However, despite this progress, many challenges persist. Clearance of cluster munition remnants and risk education for impacted communities must remain a priority for all states parties and must be addressed with urgency. The Cluster Munition Monitor reported a welcome reduction in the number of cluster munition remnants casualties recorded for 2021 compared to 20. However, the 2021 casualty figures highlighted the continuing humanitarian impact of cluster munition remnants, with civilians, especially children, particularly vulnerable. Civilians accounted for 97% of all 2021 casualties, and children for 2/3 of all casualties where the age was known. In Lao PDR and in Lebanon, tragic incidents occurred in 2021 where groups of children were killed and injured by submunitions while playing. No states parties reported completing clearance of cluster munition remnants in 2021. A total of 10 states parties remained contaminated. Six of these are known or believed to have less than 10 square kilometres of contamination and should be well placed to complete clearance. However, the number of parties on track to achieve their obligations and to clear all contaminated areas within the current deadlines appears to be decreasing. Since 2019, requests to extend clearance deadlines have been submitted each year. Three requests were submitted in 2021 and three more in 2022. Only Iraq and Somalia remain with their original clearance deadlines, and it has been seeming that neither are on track to meet these deadlines. And Iraq has announced that it will submit an extension request this year. While it is recognised that challenges remain, including the COVID-19 pandemic, and this has impacted progress in some states' parties, it is imperative that efforts are now made to recommit to targets and deadlines. Risk education in this context remains crucially important. People continue to live with cluster munition contamination in a total of 29 states and other areas. In some countries, the socio-economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic have increased risk-taking activities in contaminated areas, and people are forced to rely on harmful coping mechanisms just to survive. In Lao PDR and Lebanon, for example, it was reported that economic hardship likely encouraged high-risk behaviours as people sought to supplement failing incomes. And such hardships often disproportionately affect the most vulnerable people in society, including refugees and displaced persons. We urge states' parties to address the needs of people living in contaminated areas, ensure that risk education is context-specific and tailored to the threat posed by cluster munitions, ensure that it is provided to all those who may be at risk, in line with the Lucerne Actions Plan, Actions 27 through 30. Risk education is just as essential in states where the last bombs were dropped over 30 years ago as it is in countries with recent contamination or hazardous context of ongoing conflict and insecurity. We note with extreme concern the devastating events of 2022 with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A horrifying number of cluster munition attacks have been occurring, resulting in new contamination and many civilians being killed and injured. Operators and donors have acted swiftly to ensure that resources and capacities are available to support clearance and risk education in Ukraine. However, the attacks and the resulting casualties and contamination continue. Clearance and risk education, just like victim assistance, will remain ongoing needs in Ukraine for years to come. The Convention on Cluster Munition exists in order to prevent and address these terrible impacts. States parties absolutely need to commit to their clearance targets and to redouble their efforts to finish clearance as soon as possible so that people can live free from the threat of cluster munitions and greater resources can then be made available. These next few years of the Lucerne Action Plan will be crucial for states parties to demonstrate their commitment and the momentum to achieving the ambitious goals of the Convention. And we need to work together for this safer world. Lastly, we would like to take the opportunity to thank the coordinators, Sweden and Ghana, and the analysis group for the ongoing efforts to ensure the timely implementation of Article 4. Thank you.